This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Fourth and One brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. I said to you when the combine happened, I'm a little bit concerned about Abdul Carter.
Right.
But then you look at the tape, dude didn't miss a game. He was a beast. Now, Mike, he didn't work out then, and he's not working out Friday at Penn State's Pro Day. Drew Rosenhaus's agent says he's still finishing up rehab. Does this in any way affect his draft status?
Nah, I mean, if you believe he's the guy and he's going to be good to go by your camp or, you know, opening day, you got the tape. You know what this guy's all about. But, again, I don't ever trust anything that Drew Rosenhaus says. You got to understand that. You know, as my dad would say, I know that dude's lying. His lips are moving. But recovering from that shoulder injury he received in the playoff game against Boise State. And, again, no workout at the combine because if it couldn't do the bench, couldn't do all the stuff
sure.
You want to see. But, again, you've seen the tape. He's a beast. Is he? Now, the stuff that I saw pre-drafts, you and I were joking around. Compared him to Reggie White, whoa. Slow your roll. You want to say a poor man's Micah Parsons, okay.
I'm with that.
But I think he's certainly one of the best defensive players in this draft. But still not so. I just think Travis Hunter is the perfect weapon. Travis Hunter is the guy. You get multiplicity. Look, you've got to figure out with your coach except how you're going to use him on the offensive side. But this guy's a shutdown corner and a tremendous talent. To me, that's a two-for-one. You know, how do you not take that guy second overall?
Well, I think he's the best player in the draft, okay, just because of the versatility he brings. But simply based on position, this is the guy that everybody's saying is the best edge guy.
Right.
And, Mike, the thing about Rosenhaus,
Miles Garrett is pretty darn sweet.
I agree. And that's why I think the Browns would be smart to do this. Look, you still owe Deshaun Watson a lot of money. Once they trade for Kirk Cousins, see what I did there? Once they trade for Cousins, they have a guy in place and they're still paying for Deshaun. Who knows if they walk away from that Deshaun contract? Look, they technically, once they trade for Cousins, could be paying Cousins less than what they're paying Deshaun Watson.
Well, a lot less because you got to figure we're going to have to eat 75% of it, at least 50% of it. You know, we're going to be basically buying a draft pick in the 2026 draft.
Yes, Kurt, we're sending you to Cleveland.
Yeah, that's where it goes. Now, provided Kirk's okay and his tender sensibilities aren't offended if they do draft a quarterback in the fifth round.
How's he going to control that?
Who knows? I mean, look. I still think there is some culpability on our general manager for the communication or lack thereof before the draft.
To tell him?
To say, look, here's what the plan is. Because Kirk was of the opinion that he was not going to be challenged. And at that stage of his career, I think there's always going to be an heir apparent. But, you know, that was the mindset. It's been well documented in articles that have been written. It's why he didn't want to stay in Minnesota. He knew they were going to pick up a new quarterback.
Yeah.
So Either way, he controls this thing, which is so unfair to the Falcons. He's basically had the leverage as it has been the last, what, 3-4 months, trying to leverage it by the comments of the media at the Super Bowl, getting to meet with Arthur Blank, and now insisting, no, you won't get to trade me before the draft.
Abdul Carter's agent, Rosenhaus, Mike, said it. His lips are moving. He said he still may do a workout for teams sometime in mid-April before the draft.
All right, you got no promises. You got 2 to 3 weeks.
Then. Yes, okay. No promises, but he's not working out for the pro day. Meanwhile, what else is going on around the NFL? Well, look, we made a lot of fun with this, and we're talking about Cleveland. For those who missed it yesterday, Bruce Drennan talked about the Browns potentially trading for Dak Prescott.
Hold on to your socks, folks. Get ready for this.
And this just blew up in his face, Mike, as all the credible reporters around the country who are following these other teams are like, not hearing that. Here's what Bruce Drennan said.
I got a pretty darn good source within the Browns organization. I heard since our last show that part of the reason Myles Garrett was so willing to sign this extension for contract, money. The Browns are negotiating as we speak with the Dallas Cowboys for a trade for Dak Prescott. Now, Prescott has a hamstring injury as we speak, and he may not be ready for the start of training camp. But this comes from a couple of different sources. Take it for what it's worth. If it does come about, remember where you heard it first.
If it does come about, way to have confidence in your reporting.
Well, that's a Buck Belue-like break right there.
Oh, come on.
Sources in Athens telling me Mike Bobo's going to step down. Yeah, man. I mean, and then to say, you know, these rumors, I don't know where they start. You started them. So this guy, God bless him. As I said to Carl, maybe that's you and me in 20 years. Dukes and Bell. I tell you what, I heard the Braves are going to move to the Bahamas. Sources inside the organization.
If it happens, you heard it here first.
No, I mean, because I've got a pretty good first. It's complete BS.
It is.
And oh, by the way, the Cowboys, it would be what, a $98 million dead cap hit to trade Dak? I mean, yes, the Browns have got $18 million in cap space and could certainly sign a guy, but the team that trades him gets it in the shorts. It's never going to happen.
It doesn't make sense.
Hey, guys, you want to hear something fun about Bruce?
Bruce Drennan?
In 2007, you know he did 5 months Fed time for tax evasion?
Stop it.
Yeah, and then he also published an online diary.
Well, that was an accounting error. That was an accounting error. And that was an endorsement deal that I used to do with Lieberman & Associates.
Lieberman.
Yes, of Youngstown, Ohio. And unbeknownst to me, they were putting my money not into a Roth, as I thought, Carl, but apparently to a numbered bank account in Switzerland.
This is a true story,
Owen. This is a true story. And if you go to Cleveland19, or search him in Cleveland19.com, he actually did online journal entries while he was in prison.
Now, look, as I say all the time when I criticize Stephen A. for his crap on LeBron this week, I support everyone's hustle. But this guy, Carl, and you know the business, this is just another radio dirtbag.
It is.
This is just another wackadoodle in the radio business.
I got a pretty darn good source.
You know, guys ask me, would you ever break any stories, Mike? I go, yeah, when I know they're true. Yeah. When I know for a fact, like when George O'Leary was going to Notre Dame, you know, that's about all I've ever got on my resume. I had a good source inside Georgia Tech. But I'm not going to pull something out of my tuchus, Carl, and throw it out there.
No.
I've got a pretty good source on this.
Now, look, and if you feel good about it, you own it, man. You stand on it. And that's just the worst part about that whole thing is he goes through that whole bit and then goes, and if it happens to happen, well, you heard it here first. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Meanwhile, let's hear from Russell Wilson. Mike, his message to Giants fans. Listen to this.
What's up, guys? Russell Wilson here, quarterback of the New York Giants. Man, I'm so excited to be here. And let's make sure we make this happen. Let's do whatever it takes. Go Big Blue.
Corny.
Why do you and I just cringe every time Russell Wilson opens his mouth?
Because it's the same thing everywhere he goes. There was a time where Russ, when he was in Seattle, you guys remember this? After every interview, it didn't matter, big or small, go Hawks.
Right.
Go Hawks. Everything he did was go Hawks. And you were like, okay, bro, we get it. You're in the NFL now. You don't need to necessarily do that. We know you're the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
But it was corny.
Right.
Then he gets to Denver. What's he do?
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Then he gets to Pittsburgh. What's he do? Same damn thing. And now he's in Giants country.
Go Big
and here
Blue.
He is. Yes. Come on, Russ.
I mean, that is, you know, what Giants fans do say Big Blue, but, yeah, it's just – Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know what that is? That's him getting to town and going,
I know.
What's the slogan?
Yeah.
What do I need to
insert
say?
Insert slogan here. Look, the thing with Russ, and I defended Russ for many, many years because I always thought that the criticisms were invalid. And I always thought that Pete Carroll was the bad guy. And then you hear stuff from former teammates. And I love Marshawn Lynch. I said, well, Marshawn's sometimes a little goofy. But everybody who played with this guy said he's a phony.
Mike, Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl with this dude. He's on the free agent market. And Carroll trades for Geno
Smith.
Right. A trade. He didn't even say, you know, we could get Russ for little or
for
nothing.
Nothing.
I want a Super Bowl with this dude. I think we can make this work. Nah, I'm going to go trade for Geno. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, and like I said, you can be a great athlete. But that's why, that's the thing with Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins is kind of cut of the same cloth.
You going to take more shots at Cousins?
Well, I'm just going to say, I think maybe he's not aware of it. I think everything Russ does is calculated. I think maybe Kirk doesn't realize that he comes off as a phony. But he still sounds like a phony. When you preach the team dynamic and you preach leadership and you pull the stuff you pull by basically lying about your status twice, that's not a leadership role.
It's not.